House of Cranstouver. To find the House of Cranstouver, you look from the cow gate towards the liqueur fabric and then go past it to the left along Grosswasserstrasse. The House of Cranstouver bears the number 30 and is on the right. It is a seven-axis, late Gothic gabled building, first mentioned in official documents in 1376. This makes it one of Rostock's oldest medieval buildings. Notice the narrow building on the right without an entrance of its own. It was built as a settlement upon retirement that parents used to move into to make space for the next generation. The building was acquired by Julius Cranstouver in 1876. He opened his own company here 1 year later. From 1877, the site thus became the premises of the so-called Julius Cranstouver Steam Corn Distillery, Yeast and Liqueur Factory. Later, it became simply Julius Cranstouver Limited, a name it retained until the 1980s. Cranstouver, by the way, also had an extensive advertising slogan. Should you want to remain healthy, bathe in water, use a flannel, but only for without, for within, spirits are better. Now, retrace your steps to the restaurant Liqueur Fabric. This building was built in 1889 as the Cranstouver's Liqueur Factory. Here in front of the Liqueur Fabric, there is a little bridge that leads over an artificial stream. This bridge represents a so-called space clamp and stood here until 1944, when it was destroyed in a rail accident on the 7th of December. On the 8th of May 2003, the Halle-based artist Thomas Lue built this space clamp, representing a connection between the historic old town and the middle town. On the other side of the bridge is Grubenstrasse. The Grube, pit, was an open distributary of the Warnow until the 19th century and formed the early historic boundary between the medieval old town and the medieval middle town. In the 19th century, the pit was built over. In 1852, tracks were laid and the harbour thus connected to Rostock's first railway station, the Friedrich Franz Bahnhof. Ever since the removal of the railway tracks and the redevelopment of the road in the 1990s, this little artificial stream serves as a reminder of the original distributary of the Warnow. Now, please cross Grubenstrasse and head towards the big old town church, the St. Nicholas Church. You can already see it from here.